We've been talking about what recently leaked documents reveal about ALEC, the American Legislative Exchange Council, which brings together state lawmakers with representatives of large corporations to collaborate on writing model bills that can be introduced into state legislatures. Joining us now is the national chairman of ALEC, Noble Ellington. He's a Republican member of the Louisiana State Legislature. Earlier, we heard from journalist John Nichols, who described ALEC's agenda as advocating business-friendly legislation, including lower taxes, protections against lawsuits, limiting environmental regulations, and privatizing prisons and schools. Noble Ellington, welcome to Fresh Air. Let me ask you to describe in your words the goals of ALEC.
I think what we look at is limited government, Jeffersonian principles, free trade, those kind of things, and it's to work with businesses to promote business growth and private sector growth so that we can help stimulate the economy.
Can you give some examples of legislation that was introduced and passed recently in state legislatures that is based on model legislation drafted by ALEC members, corporations, and legislators in cooperation together?
Well, they may start out in cooperation together, the corporations and the ALEC members. They may start out together, but only legislative members approve model legislation, not the private sector advisory board. And yes, and I'll give you Louisiana this year, working with the Pew Foundation. We introduced some legislation working on prison reform, trying to stop recidivism and make the time that prisoners have to serve, attempt to shorten that.
Why give corporations such a big say in drafting legislation?
Partly because they are one of the ones who will be affected by it. And you say a big say, but as I expressed to you earlier, and I think it needs to be made perfectly clear, that they do not have the final say about model legislation. It is done with work with task forces, which is both public and private sector working together. But before it ever becomes model legislation or ALEC policy, it has to go through the public sector board, not the private sector. So only the public sector has the final say as to whether or not something becomes model legislation.
But the corporations on who are represented have a lot of input in writing the legislation and drafting it.
Yes, they do. They certainly have interest because it's going to affect them. So does the taxpaying public.
But the taxpaying public isn't at the table.
Wait just a minute. Don't assume that. Mm-hmm. I work for the taxpaying public. So don't assume that they're not, because they are. And we represent the public, and we are the ones who decide. So the taxpaying public is represented there at the table because I'm there.
I understand that, but you're there at the table with corporations. But at the table...
Can I interrupt you again?
Yes.
It's not just corporations. I'm there, and members of ALEC is the American for Tax Reform, the National Taxpayers Union, National Federation of Independent Businesses. Those are people that we represent as well, and those are people who are members.
But those are all pro-business, anti-tax groups. People not represented at the table include workers, union members, teachers, students, patients who can't pay medical bills. Uh-huh. I'm sorry?
Yes? I, as an elected official, I represent unions, I represent teachers. And you're saying you want taxes raised? Is that what you're saying?
No, I don't think I said I want taxes raised. I don't think I said anything about what
you
I want.
You said these are anti-tax. you know, these groups.
I was just pointing out that Americans for Tax Reform is very, very opposed to taxes, period. Just making, you know, just observing.
My constituents are opposed to taxes, period.
Mm-hmm.
Mine are.
Mm-hmm. But I guess what I'm saying
is, and I represent those people. So, I a little bit take an offense when you say these people aren't represented. They elected me. They elected me six times to represent them, and that's what I do.
But by that logic, aren't you also representing corporations?
Yes, ma'am.
So why are the corporations at the table when no one else is?
Ma'am?
If you're representing the taxpayers and the union members and the teachers and the patients who can't pay their health care bills, aren't you also representing corporations and business interests as well? But the only people at the table with you speaking for themselves are the business interests.
These other people, ma'am, got at the table a long time before the corporation did. And these are the people who elect me. And they have been at the table with me since the day I got elected. Some of these people that you're talking about, some of the corporations, I've just met some of them. I think to say that we as legislators aren't taking into account the best interest of the people who elect us is absolutely false. And our concern about what takes place with them and for them is our primary concern.
Now, you're saying that only the legislators vote on whether a model bill will be accepted. But John Nichols, the journalist who we were just talking to, who's read a lot of the documents that were leaked about ALEC, he said that corporations do have the power to basically veto, model legislation.
They may can in the when the bills are being discussed in the task force, but when it comes before the board, if it's going to pass, it has to pass by the public sector.
But it's not going to get out of the task force unless the corporations sitting on that committee approve.
You're probably asking me something a little more technical than I'm prepared to answer, but I would think that's right. But I do think that the public sector can get it out if they are so minded to.
How has having been introduced to and being able to create a relationship with the corporate representatives in ALEC been helpful to you in your career in the Louisiana State Legislature?
The opportunity to visit with them as well and find out what some of the issues that they would like to see that they feel like is something that would enhance them. And I certainly don't dodge that issue. That would be part of something that could possibly enhance them. But in my mind, when we help and we talk about corporations, or I say we, I try not to, but it appears that some out there think that they are the enemy. And I see them as friends, and I see them as the ones who are creating the jobs, and there seem to be some out there who think government should be the ones creating the jobs. I see the corporations as creating the jobs, adding to the wealth of individuals out there who are working for them. And I think any time we can do something for a corporation in Winsboro and it creates 25 jobs, then I think I've done something good to help my community and on a larger scale to help my country.
What about if you've helped cut back a public program and lost 25 jobs?
What if we had?
Mm-hmm. Because part of ALEC's goal, I think, is to...
Is less government.
Is less government, exactly.
But if I did, hopefully down the road, we're going to be creating some jobs to take the place of those that we lost. I just don't see the role of government to be able to, and certainly I'm not saying that we don't need people working for government, but their primary goal shouldn't be to create jobs.
Many documents from the ALEC archive, many ALEC papers that had previously not been made public have now been made public because they were leaked by someone and given to the Center for Media and Democracy, which has passed them on to journalists who have been trying to read them and analyze them. What impact is that having on ALEC?
Well, we've got over 2,000 members, and just not very long ago, we only had 1,800 legislative members. So ALEC is growing and enjoying one of its finer times.
Does it trouble you that documents that had been private are now public? What impact do you think that will have on your organization to be scrutinized by the press in a way that it never has before?
Ma'am, I don't think we have done anything at ALEC that, and I don't know, you know, exactly what's been leaked. I don't know what's out there. But I don't think we've done anything that we're ashamed of. So, you know, I don't see it bothering us.
Do you think the organization should be more transparent so that citizens know when bills are being drafted with input by corporations who stand to make profits from the legislation?
I think our model legislation, as it when it comes before state legislatures, it is absolutely as transparent as it can get. While we may be discussing it, it may not be transparent. But before it's passed, legislators have to say, we approve this model legislation, not the corporations. They can't say. They don't have a vote. Legislators say. And then a state legislator can then introduce that model legislation in his state. It goes through it is assigned to a committee. It goes through the committee. The public has input. The public has an opportunity to hear. They have an opportunity to talk to their legislators about the legislation. So I don't see how you can get much more transparent than that.
But I was talking about transparency in the early process during the drafting of the bill, when the corporations are involved in, when they do have input into what the ingredients will be.
They do, but that doesn't make it law. That makes it nothing but a piece of a model legislation. And if a legislator doesn't choose to introduce it, then it's one of those 1,000 bills that's in the library.
I want to thank you very much for talking with us. Thank you so much for
yes,
your time.
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am. You are more than welcome, and thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Noble Ellington is the national chairman of ALEC, the American Legislative Exchange Council, and a Republican member of the Louisiana State Legislature. You'll find links to ALEC's website, the Center for Media and Democracy's archive of leaked ALEC documents, and The Nation magazine's coverage of those documents on our website, freshair.npr.org. I'm Terry Gross.